GenWealth Financial Advisors and the University of Arkansas System.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check 1, 2. Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't tell me to turn it down. Don't do it.
Loud and clear.
Don't you do it.
What's the O stand for?
Oh, my God. It's early.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David
Baskin,
Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Live from the Oakland Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oakland, Arkansas.
Get a little bit more juice in the air, Raj. Either one. Board or ear. There you go. That's fine.
Don't blow this force, Gene!
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Yeah!
We've missed you, 609ers. You know what to do. It's good to be back with you. Let's move it, move it, move it. Let's go!
This is the business we've chosen.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Let's go to the phones. First one since we've been back.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Oh, I understand it's called a sand dollar. Is that what it is? I don't know. Very good.
Weirdo.
Back to the terminal zone.
What an asset you are on our show.
Thank you, Steve.
Los Angeles.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
What's up, Terry? Terry.
Hey, the boo boys are on the line.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Todd.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You blew it!
Mini, 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 mini.
I like how to find all who to go to see.
Ziggity diggities.
Ziggity diggity.
Ow. Finish him.
Got a bit more juice on the feed there, Raj. Yeah. Los Angeles!
Yeah, boy!
Hey, the boys on the line.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopie Sui, Los Angeles.
It's so good. It's so good. It's beyond good.
Outstanding.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Monday, August 3rd. Great to be back. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Filling in for Christian Weaver today, who's still battling the little bug he had. Todd Pierce in, off the bench, ready to roll. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great to be back. Had a nice little getaway in South Florida. But we're back, Roger. We'll talk a little bit about our trip a little bit later. Had a wonderful time around some real great people. But, Rog, it's go time.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It is go time. For those of you who hate football, yeah. I am sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry, because it gets underway. We will have football every week now, from now until February. There will be a football game on every week until February. Listen, it's what makes this country great.
It's the greatest thing in the history
makes
of the
tick.
World. And for the, what'd you say?
Makes it tick.
Oh, he said tick. Makes it tick. And for those that do not like us talking about everything other than football, all right, it's time for you to show back up.
Yeah, of course, what's weird, Roger, is that we've got basketball right in smack dab in the middle of the first week of football. Yeah, the Bahama.
That's right.
Is it Bahama? Bahamara?
Bahama.
Todd, Bahama. I know we've got sound from down there, Razorbacks. We've missed the game. We tried to watch the highlights from while we've been away, but we got two games right today and tomorrow. This one tonight starts at 6 o'clock Arkansas time, right, Todd?
5 o'clock Arkansas time.
I thought it was Trey Shepard told me 6. He'd give me the 5 o'clock Eastern time. Oh, I'm sorry, that would be reversed. It would be the 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. Is that right?
That's correct.
You know what's wild, David? May I be so bold?
Yes.
Is that here we are going to be going down to Trip Trap Trey Shepard and speaking to him from the Bahamas.
Yes.
And it was on this date in 1492. That Christopher Columbus set sail.
I saw that.
Did you see that? Well, and where did he land?
The Nina. The Pinta.
And the Santa Maria. And on Sangria. We'll have to do that. And where did he land?
Yeah, he landed in Florida.
Bahamas.
Oh, he left the Bahamas first. And then he flies in Florida.
Absolutely, yes. So it's Salvador.
Yes.
I
saw that, 14.
That's wild.
I mean, think about that. He takes off thinking, no, he didn't know where he's going.
He didn't know where he's going.
He didn't know where he winds up in America.
Yeah, he did.
Like, wow, oops. Is that what we thought?
Yeah. Little did we know he also had scurvy on the boat. We didn't even know it.
Today we'll have Chris Kane, brought to you by Trader Bill's Outdoors Sports in Little Rock and Hot Springs. We hadn't seen Chris in probably 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's been gone to Canada and somewhere else, I think,
Minnesota,
before that.
Minnesota?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Trey Shapp will be checking with us from the Bahamas at 7 o'clock. Bill Vickery, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC, will be with us at 8:30 in studio. I don't think we've seen Bill since Tampa. To all you graffiti fans, graffiti passionate fans, we've got that at 8:30, brought to you by Finch Brokers and Chris Walker and our friends. Pat Bradley will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Cabin Outdoors and Bath Fitter, our friends at Bath Fitter of Little Rock. Today, Roger and Todd, National Watermelon Day. This is the 50th anniversary of the Watermelon Festival down in Hope. We're going to try to get down there Friday to do the show. I think they actually have a parade today, Roger. It's like something almost every day down in Hope.
Wow.
It's a big deal.
Okay.
It's been a battle. It's been a battle royale between Cave City and Hope the last 10, 20 years about who's got the biggest, melons. The biggest melons.
I'm not buzzing.
Good morning.
I'm digging that.
And I think the world record was 350 pounds last year set out of Tennessee. But we'll have to find out what's crazy. How many strains of watermelons are there in the United States and worldwide? Go, Roger, you're first. Todd, you're second.
Four.
What do you think, Todd?
I honestly would have no clue.
Todd, you got to guess. Throw a number out there.
12.
There, according to the experts, there are 300 in America alone, different strands.
All right,
You know what? Worldwide? 1,200. So, there must be a little varieties.
Yeah,
I think there are four basic.
Only three that I knew were this. Seedless, seeds, and yellow meat. That's all I ever saw. I'd never understood yellow meat. Yellow meat and buttermilk go on the Mount Rushmore of things I've never tried.
Yeah, here's crazy thing.
Twice.
You know how far the watermelons go back to?
1493.
No, my friend. They have found, I did not know this, they found seeds in King Tut's grave, his tomb.
So you're telling
watermelon
me even
seeds.
Then they were doing
so they're spitting watermelon
capsules.
Seeds.
They were doing time capsules.
Yeah. How crazy is
he
that?
He had watermelon seeds in his tomb.
Yeah. Is it a fruit or vegetable, Roger?
It is a fruit.
According to my information, it is both.
Okay.
They cross all produce boundaries. They're a fruit, a berry to be precise, because they contain seeds to produce more plants, but they're also a vegetable because they are planted from seeds and harvested like other vegetables. Watermelons are a member of the gourd family, meaning they're related to squash, cucumbers, and pumpkins.
And now that you're telling me that it well, that's why.
You feel smarter, Todd? You feel like you know a little bit more about watermelons?
I have learned something, yes.
Thank you. We've got more of that to go. The other big news, Roger, in addition to basketball, you had this trade deadline in the major leagues. I don't know what year it happened. I don't like it. It means basically if you got an injury, you get lucky, and you just trade for a superstar, and you win the World Series. Dodgers did it again. Who did they get, Todd? The Cy Young, two-time Cy Young winner back-to-back.
Yep, Tarek Skubal with the Dodgers.
What's his name?
Or with the Tigers. Tarek Skubal.
Tarek Skubal, Roger, two-time Cy Young winner back-to-back. He rolls into a team, the Dodgers, that already got the best pitching staff in the league. Number one, right, Todd? Number one.
Yep.
And then, now you add another one a month out, 2 months. You know, I don't know. Find out, Todd. Look on the wiki page. And find out when did this, what year, was it back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, when did this availability in free agency come about in the month of August? When did Major League add that? Because remember, Roger, back in the day, you know, you just had to go with what you had. You know, you get an injury, which I get it. Well, that's nice if you have
that's
an injury.
That's why we did it at the boys' club.
Teams. It's teamwork.
You went with what you, if you didn't have the pitcher, if you spent too many times,
yeah.
Or maybe your pitcher was on family vacation or vacation Bible school, if you had to bring in one of the infielders to take over.
Todd, this is the complaint. The problem is, too, Roger, the Dodgers have deferred $1 billion in compensation. They're going to be paying guys till they're 50 because the league allows it, and that's where they're going to end up going. They're going to have a work stoppage next year because they can't manage their own deal. They look at the NFL. NFL's rocking and rolling. They get more balance. That's almost like what's happening in college football. You got three or four or five that's got all the money, and they, you know, they can go anywhere and get all the players, and that's, it just doesn't work. It doesn't come out to a balanced product. It's uneven. And Todd, did you find the date on that yet? We'll let you keep looking if you don't have it.
I'm puzzled as to what you want me to look for.
In other words, look and find out what was the original date of the original free agency period in August. What year did that start? How far back does that go? Where a Major League Baseball started allowing a free agency period in the month of August. I don't know if it's in the 70s or 80s.
There's always been a trade deadline.
I don't think in August. I think that was an additional deal.
It would normally be at the end of July, but I think because of the way the calendar fell, they made it August 3rd.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just don't remember back when this country was a lot better and we weren't trading everybody. We had had players sticking with teams. That you did, you know, you stuck with who brought you. You couldn't go out and trade, but maybe.
Listen, I can't handle that. And knowing that a watermelon is a fruit and a vegetable, you're blowing my mind.
Roger, also, too, you got the NFL Hall of Fame game. Now, Todd, I don't know. I hadn't had a chance to look. I know that Vinatieri is going in. Can you get us the list, too? I want to hit that today. Who is the list of NFL players going in?
Yeah, I didn't look.
I know it's more than Vinatieri, but what's weird, Roger?
Praise for Brady giving him that trade. And was that the Tuck rule? In the article that I'm reading,
that was a Walt Coleman game.
That's it.
The interesting on that too, Roger. That what's weird is that now these guys that are younger than us, it's almost like wow, we've gone past the period of bringing in the guys that you know that were playing with us. That were all right. We've already passed all that. We've already got those guys.
We discovered it last night when we said that this year on our birthday we will be will be the year we were born.
Some other news. Roger, did you see where Spider-Man at the box office almost broke the Avengers all-time opening weekend, which we thought maybe that would never happen again in movie theater?
It's about Spider-Man,
Spider-Man's, I think, the most popular.
This is the same guy that's been the last couple of months,
Tobey Maguire, right? Is that his name?
No.
It's close.
No. I think it's Holland or something like that.
Tom Holland. That's close.
Tobey may have been the first.
Actually, in my mind, that's who Spider-Man is.
I know. It blew my mind when they brought them all back. But no. I mean,
$350. Now, listen to this, Roger. It's $2 million off. Usually when they get that close, they fudge. So apparently the I'd heard it was $357 million, but Spider-Man Brand New Day is at $355, and they didn't know if it was going to break or not. You know, you get that close, you figure out a way to just fudge and go, it broke it.
So you're saying just like the Razorback Stadium does when they say announce crowd.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, how about that? Spidey brings them back in the theater more than anybody else.
Here's what I'm asking.
It's got that young girl, too, that everybody loves.
I don't know who that is. Ella Langley?
Todd, you know her name? She's the most popular teenager. She's actually young. She's probably in her early 20s now.
Oh, it is.
What is her name? 661-1037.
I don't pay attention to genders.
She's very popular.
Well, but the thing about Spider-Man, what is it? It's
something about a kid in the story, and he's kid trying to make his way through life, lives with his parents aren't alive. He lives with his aunt.
Aunt and uncle, yeah.
Yes.
It's Spider-Man, Batman, and maybe Superman. They're always the soft openings are the ones that make you go, that make you want to go to the movies, that they keep reinventing more and more and more than anybody.
But I'm telling you, Superman, Spidey is the
king.
Yeah, I bet you if you looked at all of his movies together, how much money Spider-Man has made.
That's what I'm saying.
For me, when I was growing up, Spider-Man was he was my dog. He was my dog. And he had Hulk after that. Hulk.
Well, we had Bat, you know, and I'm...
You're a DC. You're a DC guy.
But you know what?
You have any personality.
Had none. But listen, but my DC Batman would fit in with the Marvel guys because of Adam West and the way that they campied it up, if you will. I didn't know that Batman was so dark. I have grown to be more of a Marvel guy, but I didn't realize how big... Captain America was.
Yeah,
movies
made him bigger.
The only thing that is that right? He wasn't your dog.
Well, he's,
you know, of all the people that I know, I would think that Captain America would have been your dog.
Zendaya.
That's a new recruit.
Isn't that the horse? Zendaya?
No, that's a recruit. Is he playing in the Bahamas?
Zendaya is everybody's text on the text line. Zendaya. So here's the NFL Hall of Fame class. Thanks to our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Drew Brees, I forgot that his coach who's now at Denver is bringing him in. It will be welcoming him in at the podium. Roger Craig, fullback for the 49ers. Larry Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Luke Kuechly. Now that's one. He's a great linebacker. It would seem a little soon to have him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he just got through playing. I think he played for the Jags. We'll ask Chris about that.
He played for the Carolina Panthers.
I mean, Carolina. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of East Coast. So on the east side of the country. Yeah, he was a very good linebacker, one of the best ever. But I just a little premature to get him in already. I think he retired early too. And then Vinatieri is. Do you know how to pronounce Zendaya? Here we go. Thanks, Jake. It's pronounced Zendayas. Zendayas.
Zendaya.
Can you say Zendayas?
The best word is.
Yeah. Zendayas. They go bass. LOL.
Yeah, this is what I did hear some of the, with Christian and Trey and Pixie, you know, when they were making fun of us. We would trail off into doing something else. As we're being serious, then we would go, wait a minute, this is a word that Baz and Roger would just forget everything they were talking about and go right
into it. They missed it, yes.
That's right.
Someone said from the 870, 90% Rotten Tomatoes. I'm surprised. Wow. That's pretty good.
And to answer your question earlier, Baz, the MLB trade deadline was moved to July 31st back in 1986.
Okay.
That was after more than 50 years of it being June 15th.
See, you know, because I tell you, Raj, I remember, and of course, you know, I'm as a youngster in the 70s, I don't remember this being as big of a deal. And being in June doesn't make it as impactful because you don't have as many injuries by then. You don't have, you know, you're not making a late move. So maybe that's why. And they moved in 86. That makes sense because that's probably when I started, Roger, paying less attention.
Yeah.
Because we were getting out of college and busy. So, yeah, that makes sense, Todd. Yeah. You said 50 years it had been in June. So you're talking almost 2 months.
Actually, it was 1923 to 1985.
How about that? Boom. Did I nail that? Thank you.
Nailed it.
Somebody said from the 870, good morning, boys. This is the first time I've listening on the app and through my brand new headphones.
Nice.
It says,
what are your headphones?
It says, you guys are so crisp. Can you read me a book? Yeah, I did hear that our last 3 days, they were really bragging on the fact how many books. Let's talk about how many books we've read and how many books David and Roger read. What book are we going to talk about today? What book should it be? In the third hour, we'll have this book. We're honored that Trey and our good friend Pixie and Preacher are very learned people. And Christian, too. We love it. You know, you got to have them. Got to have them in the world.
Well, that's why when any of us are gone, we call on him because we respect him and all that. Now, they're talking about Tolstoy and all other types of things, and you and I are going, Spider-Man was our dog.
Thanks, Ray. Exactly. Rebecca says, welcome back, guys. Thank you, Rebecca. I see some Los Angeles.
Yeah.
661-1037. Roger, it's crazy. We're on the road a couple of days this week, I think, at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union on Wednesday, and then we're at Family Market on Thursday over in Hot Springs.
The new Pine Bluff Cutoff.
And then we're seeing, I don't know if the people in Hope want us down there. We'll just see if the people in Hope want us to come in there and broadcast live on Friday.
You know who we need to take with us if we can?
Wes?
We need to get Wes Moore.
He's got a connection with Hope. There's the connection.
Wes Sutton?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I forgot all about that. I love some of the stories that he tells about his family and the dynamic down that way. No. I was thinking we will take somebody. Was she born there? Was Madam Lady Governor born there?
Well, that's a great point. Where was she actually born? I don't know where the governor was born.
Wasn't he preaching down there?
Well, he was preaching in Texarkana.
He was born in Hope.
He was born in Hope, but he was traveling around a bit.
Okay, maybe they'd already gone.
Yeah, I bet she was not born.
Of course not.
Mac McClarty, who's one of the most impressive people I've ever met.
No doubt.
Clinton, of course.
Well, Clinton and all that.
Yeah, it's amazing what's the number of great people that have come out of Hope, really talented people.
Same thing happens down there in Fordyce, Camden area.
Yeah.
How many different people were born in that area? When you throw all Moore, Bottom, and Fordyce
together. A couple other things before we go to break, Roger. Today, in addition to National Watermelon Day, National Clean Your Floors Day, nothing better than a clean floor, especially when you mop it. I mean, and that thing is, there's no dust, there's no dirt.
But you don't do that.
I don't, but I love it when somebody does.
And speaking of which, because Samantha and I were gone, my mother-in-law stayed while we were gone.
You bet you had a clean place, didn't you?
No. When you just go in there and you go, geez, what does that smell? So it was a different scent that there was in it.
Oh, true. Gotcha.
It was also clean. You just, because I'm looking at all the carpet where no one was.
Yes.
I'm looking at just no footprints on anything like that. And my analysity comes out. But yes, there's nothing like a clean floor.
Today's National Friendship Day. Yeah. Value your friends. National Grab Some Nuts Day today. So if you're a nut person.
Shout out to
what's your number one nut?
Club D's.
What's your number one nut go to? I'm not a big nut guy.
You're an almond guy, aren't you?
No. Because they're very healthy for you.
Yeah, but...
I wasn't even big out of the old Peanuts, Mr. Peanuts guy out of the can.
Well, that's weird. I don't know why you wouldn't
have. Is there everybody a nut guy
out
there?
You had your bowl peanuts that you ate.
And that's the only... And it was a soft nut. It turned soft by then.
I'm not playing your little game. I'm not going to do it.
I don't know if you're a big fan of the Hard Knocks starts tomorrow night on HBO. That's always a fun, I think it's the Seattle Seahawks.
Dude, I'm laughing out loud, speaking of HBO. I'm laughing because of Hard Knocks. I'm laughing out loud at the last three episodes that I watched.
What?
Of the Life, Liberty, and Larry, whatever it is.
Yeah, where, good stuff.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
Roger, the other thing... we've got a great video, a great thing of one of the great singers of all time singing the national anthem with some backup singers that were a different key, and it was a battle to see who was going to get to the end of that thing.
You're absolutely
right. It was Martha Reeves, I think.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, we've got some other audio and video. It's hard to believe, Roger. Too, it's Razorback basketball team. A lot of people are saying they're going to win the national championship. And listen, they played nobody. They played the two lesser teams. And listen, they're a talented bunch, but listen, don't judge it from these first two games. I mean, let's wait till they play some competition. But you just see how athletic and how talented these guys are. They, like, again, you know, it'll be good when they start playing tough competition. But they've got talent, man, for sure.
That's what we expect from them. But I am pumped that football starts. So we'll be watching football now. But thanks to everybody that put a couple of bucks in the till to send Trey down to the Bahamas.
Yeah, I think all the sponsors will thank them.
Absolutely, we will.
What a gig down in the Bahamas. Bahama-rama.
You know what? And you're tops, obviously. But I'm just saying it. This place is special. Or you're lucky to have a guy like Trey Shepard. Now, of course, he gets all those... jobs and all that, but he'll work at it.
Speaking of a fun song that sort of feels like island, sun, beach, Macarena. became number one on this day, and it stayed for 14 weeks. We were doing the Macarena. Remember the Macarena craze? Everybody was playing it in the stadiums, and I think, I guess it's still popular. Bum, bum, bum. Now, everybody, when you hear that song, you start moving. I'm sure we'll hear that today. Going to break with a little Beatles action. Chris Kane will be up next. We got Bill Vickery today. We've got you. So glad you're with us. Missed, missed hanging out, but we're back, and football is back. So buckle up. Here we go.
Tuesday, come out to Flyway Brewing in Breckenridge Village with Justin and Phil in the zone. Get a look at the Razorback basketball team playing in the Baja Mar Summer League in Nassau, Bahamas, Tuesday at Flyway Brewing with the zone.
This is SportsCenter.
The University of Arkansas men's basketball team continues its exhibition slate today at the Baja Mar Summer Hoops League in the Bahamas. Sunday was an off day for the Hogs that was well-earned after a 98-58 victory over Carleton University on Saturday. Jordan Smith scored 20 points and added 11 assists and 11 rebounds to go with 4 steals and just 1 turnover. Jeremiah Wilkinson hit 5 three-pointers on his way to finishing with 26 points. Today's game against Toros Del Valle, the team that won the top professional level in Colombia, tips off at 5 o'clock Central and will stream on Flow Sports. Our man Trey Schaap is in the Bahamas. He'll have live coverage all day today thanks to Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, GenWealth Financial, and the University of Arkansas System. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
15 years ago, Little Rock reached its all-time record high temperature of 114. Thankfully, that's not in the forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 93. Tonight, clear and mild. We'll drop off to 70. Tomorrow, a little hotter, mostly sunny, in 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Arkansas Brides, make your wedding show experience unforgettable with a VIP ticket. Join us Sunday, August 23rd at the State House Convention Center for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show. VIP guests receive an exclusive bride t-shirt, tote bag, custom labels, special swag, reserved seating, and early access to the show. These limited VIP tickets are available now at ArkansasBridalCommunity.com. Start planning your dream day with Arkansas wedding experts all in one place.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Morning Mayhem live Wednesday at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. Alcoa's summertime auto loan special ends at the end of the month. Don't miss out on rates as low as 1.776%. No payment for 90 days and 84 months financing.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax paid. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store-wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
Oh, there it is. 14 straight weeks in a row. This was so big back in the day.
That's no longer top because of Ella Langley.
It's what?
I mean, Ella Langley broke all records yesterday.
She's killed. I think it's like 33 weeks.
No, well, I thought it was 16 is what they said, which broke, not consecutive, but 16 different weeks or whatever. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. It broke, what's her name, Mariah Carey's song?
Yeah, it broke a ton.
Whatever it did, but it's the number one.
Do you know who it was that did Macarena? What the boy?
Yeah, Mambo number five.
What their name? You know what it is, Chris?
Nope.
It's the Bayside Boys mix by Los Del Rio.
Wow, you really have to.
Macarena, Bayside Boys mix by Los Del Rio. What just happened to me?
Can you do the dance by memory? Do you remember
it? No, I don't. I never learned it.
I was trying. Is it upside down? Yeah,
come
first
on.
Or right
don't
side?
Act like you don't know it. Yes, you
I
do.
I don't know. I really don't. I wish
try.
I did. I'm
let's
trying.
See, let's see
I, think,
try.
I think you go, is it out, up? Is it back? Or is it?
Todd, do you know?
Cross the arms, then hit the back of the head. Ah, thank you. Okay. And then down hips?
I'm telling everybody.
And then you shake, and then you twist. You do it all over again. All right, there it is. You shake and twist. That's it.
Wow. Now, the way it looks, I only know two of them. I don't know the Macarena that much. What are the Mount Rushmore of those dances? So you got the Macarena, you've got the hand jive from Greece.
Does it walk like an Egyptian?
And then that that diarrhea slide. Dance that you do. Slide, that diarrhea dance that people do now. It's a diarrhea. It's your stomach. I think it's
listen,
Pepto-Bismol.
That thing, that was, you know what it was almost like? It was almost like Billy Ray Cyrus. And what was that? What was
Ache
that?
Break your heart?
It was like Ache Break. You know, when you have come up with a dance deal and everybody starts doing it, I remember
pop culture icon.
Every video has a ballpark of people doing the mockery, and then it gets tiring after a while. So, Chris Kane joins us.
Good morning.
We haven't seen you for 2 weeks,
man.
Or 3 weeks.
Yeah, everybody's been busy. You guys were gone. I was gone.
Where you been?
I went to Minnesota with my in-laws, and then about a week and a half later, went to Canada with my family, my mom and brothers and sister, and went to Quebec City. So I've never been there before. It's on the east side of the country. And, man, it was beautiful. One of the coolest cities I've ever been to. You can see, you know, we love New Orleans here in the South, and you can see where the influence came from. And so it's cool going going up there and seeing kind of the motherland of sorts of New Orleans and the architecture. And then, of course, man, the restaurants were amazing. We went to the place Anthony Bourdain went in Parts Unknown Season 1. So it was awesome.
What was your motivation up there? What again?
So we were sitting around a campfire last year at a family trip with my mom, and she said, where are we going to go next? And someone just threw this out because my stepdad was born there, and all of a sudden my mom goes, "All right, I've already done all the planning and everything, and here's the dates." And we're like, "All right, I guess we're going to Quebec City." So we went, and what started as a campfire conversation turned into a real trip that was truly lifetime memories. It was awesome.
And of course, you know, I was in Tampa for the SEC Media Days, you know, a couple weeks ago. Roger, we were in Atlanta the week before that at NASCAR, and then we were in the Keys this past week, and so we've been look at him. There he goes. We found out the answer to that.
No. That's not that. No. It does what it's doing. But I'm not grimacing.
Mike.
I'm not grimacing.
But we're back, Chris. I mean, it's back in action. I mean, it's football practice starts for almost all the high schools and colleges this week, and although you still got basketball, which is oddly enough.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because when I was listening on the way over, and you're talking about basketball, I'm thinking we would have never, ever been talking basketball at this time of the year, no matter how good the previous season was in the first week of August. But you know what it is? It is the full effect of Cal and the transition as a basketball school. It is not even a question anymore. There's no debate.
Well, let me tell you this,
basketball school currently basketball school.
So Joe Klein, if I'm not mistaken, Joe and them did take some foreign trips like China, or maybe it was Japan. I can't remember which one it was.
Mike Anderson, those guys, they went to Europe.
During the offseason they did, but you know, you didn't have social media. You didn't have the coverage. You weren't televising the games. Of course, the only way you get it was on Flow Sports. Have you watched any of the two games?
I've only seen the highlights.
But you're right. It's a Cal effect. And
well, but back in the day, and again, revisionist history is what I major in. But I remember back in the day, and a lot, whether it be the football teams or the basketball teams, primarily the basketball teams, I guess it was easier, would travel outside of the country. And I think that was also one of the selling points to get you to come to our school. Hey, we're getting ready to go.
It was a recruiting point.
We'll be in Hawaii. We'll be in the Bahamas. We'll be wherever we're going to be for a preseason and an NIT preseason tournament, things like that. Now it's I mean, that is between that and facilities. The facilities do not make up the whole recruiting reason.
Well, and we'll let Trey tell us. I mean, there were a lot of different players who, I mean, I've gotten to know all the players. There's so many of them. They're like nine freshmen, I think, that are talented.
Yeah, a lot of newcomers.
And so we'll let him talk with us about 7 o'clock around
you
there.
You made a great point, though. You go, yeah, I don't know if they're playing the best competition. Guys, they can go down to the Dunbar League and find better teams than what they're playing right now.
For the coaches that'll be
but
talking.
But it doesn't matter.
It's just like,
it's not about that.
If I go, we're going to win the national championship. We may. But don't base anything off of this week because it is. It's like finding the rec league. It is.
I think the guys playing under 630 bridge last night when I was coming home from the airport. You find better competition right down here.
You're right. We are glad to be back, as Roger said. We appreciate all of you who listen. A couple comments here. It says, David, you're real proud of yourself for telling us the history of watermelons, but last week, Christian and the Pigskin Preacher gave us a great lesson in the history of King Leopold II of Belgium. It was fascinating. I said, yeah. I said, takes all kinds. Roger and I will stick with watermelons.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's one to see. Where is it at here? Oh, look. Welcome back. Somebody did a graphic with us. Oh, wow. Look at that. I love that. An AI graphic. Someone said you should see. You guys should see if you can visit Bucky's and Wright's Barbecue in Saline County, both opening soon. They are. I passed the Wrights the other day, Roger. That's a great location for them.
Wrights is opening down there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, right there on the, you know, where's that, Rog?
Yeah.
Where's it at?
The Bucky's and Wrights?
Yeah, where's Wrights?
Wrights is right there, right before the movie theater and Home Depot there on the west.
Great location.
You take the Congo exit and boom, you know, maybe right after Prepare to Meet God sign.
That little strip.
Applebee's used to
be. Yeah, that little strip of, I mean, that is a popular strip of restaurants.
No doubt.
And then Bucky's is not far from opening.
I think August, isn't that right?
I think 17th, I heard August. A couple weeks from now. Yeah.
Speaking of, we'll be at Family Market on Thursday, which is in Hot Springs.
It's the newest Family Market.
It's
Big Monday, by the way, since you bring that up. It's Big Monday now, so at every Family Market, you can get mid-grade for the price of low or premium for the price of mid. Go in there and do that, and as always, you'll save money on coffee and fountain drinks with your rewards
card. It's not as big as Bucky's, but the quality is outstanding. Everything is perfect. It's clean. It's,
those guys will tell you.
That's on steroids. That Bucky group. That's another whole operation. That's another level.
They pride themselves on their restrooms, though, as well.
You bet.
And they should. What an experience.
No. And Family Market's probably the cleanest bathroom. No, I'm sorry. I love Hot Springs. You know that. But probably in convenience stores and fast food places, probably cleanest restrooms that have been in on that corner in quite some time.
From the 870, Christian was bringing the jam with his music while y'all were out. He had musical freedom. Yeah, I will tell you. Christian will play music we will never play on this show while we're here. Yeah. The only time he'll do that is when we're not here. God bless him. He gets to listen. When he gets the whole show, he's going to do what he wants to. But
I clicked in one time to hear one song,
and it was like, I felt like I should be lighting up a cigarette smoking something. I don't know why.
I closed my eyes and just imagined getting a massage. no disrespect. That's what he does. But when you say he was bringing the jam, that doesn't mean it was high energy. Pow, pow, bring it. It was his type of
jam. Yeah, it's funny. He goes,
they mocked us.
A lot of mocking.
It's flattery.
But it's funny. He was right. He said, listen, they have their way of doing it, and it works. Talking about us. We do. It works. By the way, Roger mentioned in our Facebook Live, got some ratings back and got another great rating. So thanks so much.
Rolling.
Hashtag
everybody. Everybody has choices.
And a summer book. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, this was the
spring.
It was a spring book, I think. Yeah, okay, it's still one behind. Yeah. So
That's right.
661-1037 is...
In both men and adults.
Yeah, yeah, we were
slash
men
women.
And women. Thank
slash
you so women. Much,
that's
everybody,
what they,
for listening.
That's what they, you know, that's what they categorize it in. We've got men, 25, 54, 35, 64, whatever it is. And then adults, 25, 54. Is this same good? You know what? Is it not time that women should have their own book?
I say yes. As we go to break,
Raj, let's hit a couple of comments from some of the players down in the Bahamas here, Toddy, that you or Raj punch those up. Right. We go to break here. This is whoever, J.J. Andrews, if you get one, that obviously the only Arkansan.
Excuse me. You say you want to hear some of we go to break?
Before we go to break.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, Trey's down there getting sound, and I presume this is from Trey Shett, who we'll visit with in the 7 o'clock hour. But, yeah, everybody's getting touches on this trip. I mean, this is... You know, the games are close, and then after about midway through the first half, it's obvious we're just... Chris said they're picking people off the beach to play.
Let's do this first.
The Hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau.
Bahama!
And talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state, embedded with the Hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is...
Thank you very much. Here we go.
Yeah, defense is what wins games. I mean, I know that's the long-time adage. Everybody says it, defense wins championships, but, I mean, it's true. I mean, for us, we want to play fast. So, I mean, as many stops as we can get, as much as we can communicate loud and early, as much as we can execute our defensive schemes, that'll help us win in the long run.
Yeah, that's JJ. Get one more with JJ.
Yeah, you know, me, I grew up, you know, playing around Jordan in camps and stuff. And, you know, he's just always had that dog mentality. He's always going to get it. He's always getting everybody involved like a point guard does. And along with getting us involved, he gets buckets. I mean, that's what he does. So I'm very proud of him. And just watching his growth over the years has been amazing.
Yeah, that's George Smith. He's the, Chris, he's the, and we can go ahead and take the break,
sure,
Raj.
Sure.
He's that, but you're talking about.
Highly touted.
Yeah, with his shirt off, he's on the, they're doing all these, you know, beach cruises or these, whatever. And he looks like Mr. America. I mean, he is bowed up for a 18-year-old kid. He's impressive looking. And that freshman center, I just went blank on his name now, who really should be, I think, an 18-year-old senior reclassified. He looked good physically. Again, this is against nobody. This is against nobody. But, again, that's what they're supposed to win by 40.
Somebody call Joe Johnson's old Dunbar Summer League team and tell them to get down there to New Orleans so they can play some men. And see what they're going to be playing when they get to the SEC. They play a bunch of old guys when they get to the SEC. Yeah, I mean, look at some of the teams now. LSU, Alabama, a lot older.
Yes. All right, we'll come back. We'll play Chris's official introduction. Glad he's here. We're glad you're here. And it is going to be hot all this week, Rod. You see the numbers. It's going to be steamer. It was hot down in the Keys, man. It was, whoo. But the humidity is like 20% higher down there than what it is here. We are glad you're with us. We're glad to be back. It's football season. It's on us. Touchdown Club announcement next week. Been working on that. Some good news. I think everybody will enjoy hearing some of the speakers coming in. Do not go away. 6:48. For my friends at Baptist Health, we spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary
primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm here with Laura Beth from Kaufman by Design West. Kaufman has over 7,000 square feet of beautiful new home decor pieces and design specialists on staff. See, that would be important for somebody like me who is design challenged.
Yeah, we have design specialists on staff and everything you need from lighting to flooring, designer hardware, and more.
And gift cards are available too. Check them out now. Kaufman by Design West, out west past Taylor Loop, 14900 Cantrell Road.
Or visit us online at kaufmanlumber.com.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-922-1284. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-922-1284. 800-922-1284. 800-922-1284.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Hot Springs, get ready to celebrate with Morning Mayhem as they broadcast live this Thursday from the newest Family Market store on Albert Pike Road on your way to Lake Washita. Enjoy free breakfast and community coffee along with great discounts at the pumps and other giveaways during the show, but it's only happening at the new Family Market store with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037. For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan, and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Great to have Chris in studio with us. He's been on the go quite a bit.
Yeah.
You'll crank up your UCA response.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all have, did y'all have your media day last week? Mm-hmm. Were you there for that, or were you gone?
No, I've been out of town.
I couldn't remember what day.
Our first game is a Thursday this year. Again, we're heading up to UT Martin to open the season. So
okay.
On Thursday, August 27th.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one this week. If you hadn't seen, it's right at 100, I think, almost every day. Which is, you know, what stinks is all the football players out there. You know, it's like, ah, oh, you kidding me? Great. You know, you got to, of course, you know, nowadays, I don't know exactly. Everybody out there can tell me, you know, some high schools don't, you can't even do pads for a while. They do shorts and helmet, and they don't do two-a-days like they used to.
Well, reading just, Mark McCarthy, I mean, he's talking about that same thing.
About being easy on the body.
Not doing it, you know, with what they do.
Yeah, it's so everything cranks up. If you missed it, I think Razorbacks will report either Wednesday or they start practicing Wednesday in football. And then, of course, you got basketball going on tonight at 5 o'clock, according to Todd Pierce. They'll be playing. Do we? Who was it, Todd, that we're playing today? We'll visit with Trace up about that a little after seven. It's
Toros Del Valle, the team that won the top professional level in Colombia.
One more time,
Toros Del Valle.
Toros Del Valle.
I'll take that with some chips, please.
Yeah, we were down in the Keys, and there was a Cuban restaurant across the street from where we were staying. So Jessica and I would eat breakfast there every day, and there was a Cuban. They were mostly all Cubans that were running it. Of course, you know, think about it, you're 90 miles from Cuba, basically. I mean, it's back in the day, people would do that on go back and forth on a regular basis before Castro came in. But her name was Claudia, and she was talking about being. She goes, I said, where are in Cuba are you from?
Oh my God!
And she says Santa Clara, and I said Santa Clara. The famous Santa Clara.
Oh, he's doing the thing again.
You know what?
He's doing the thing again, Rod. He's doing the thing that would make me want to crawl into a hole under the table.
I appreciate that. But if I'm doing it, I get it. If I went in Rome, is when I will do it. So if you know, every time Roger has a black guy in the studio, he talks like a black guy. Or whenever Roger has this, you hear his accent and all that. He'll do it, and it's so charming.
So she says she's from Santa Clara. And I said, oh, I know. I mean, I'm sure she's thinking, you don't know. I said, I've been to Cuba. I've been.
Ooh.
How about that? I've been to Cuba.
Please tell me you didn't do an accent this whole time.
I hope he did.
She goes, Che Guevara. I said, oh, yes. Che. Yes, Castro's the right-hand man. I said, yes. Big
battle. Talking about him like he's your friend.
Won a big battle in Santa Clara.
That is unbelievable.
She says, you should visit them next time. I said, I will. And of course, right now they have no power. They have no electricity. I mean, no internet. They have nothing over there. Poor girl. I mean, I said, do you talk to your parents? She goes, very rarely. Yeah. You know, so luckily she got out. But anyway, true Cuban food. And it's cool to be a part of that. As we mentioned earlier, Roger, you get to hang with the Hatchers and a bunch of other good people.
Did you see Jimmy Johnson down there? Our good friend from the Touchdown Club?
Jimmy's got a place down there. I did not. I did send him a text and I can say, I told him I can see why you like it down here.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's all water, man. It's every. Oh, we went to a turtle hospital. That was pretty amazing.
A what?
One of the top turtle hospitals in the world.
The first.
Is it the first? Yeah. I mean, it's.
In this country it was.
Yeah. There's probably, what they say, Roger, 7 or 8 of them now across America. Yeah, but this was, obviously, there's another one in Miami. But anyway, this was the one I think you see the most national attention to.
Sea turtles.
Yeah. If one comes in injured and we were seeing that they get hit by a propeller, they get stuff stuck around their, you know, head what do you call it, the flipper, and they have to amputate, you know. And then they have, what do you call it, the big booty?
Bubble butt.
They had on their
shell.
And anyway, just fascinating thing. It's another world down there. But hey, glad to be back. Glad to be back talking watermelons. Thanks, Trey.
All the varieties.
Yes.
Whenever you leave and you come back, you say, we had a great time, this and that. Glad to be home, this and that. But it's one of the very first times that I can remember going, you know, I wish we still had a few more days there because of the people.
Yes.
That we got to hang out with just some friends that I've heard names from before, but what a pleasure.
Chris Kane, what is the percentage of watermelon that is water? Go.
95%.
Good guess. 92%. Today is National Watermelon Day. Getting ready to celebrate with Hope all this week. Hope Watermelon Festival. All right, we'll check in with Trey Shapp down in the Bahamas. Glad you're with us today. 7 o'clock.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 800